We should not do an intro. This should just be it. This is the start of the show, Bo. Freaking sausage fest to be in a bunch of assholes.
Well, we are definitely recording, so.
that's what I'm saying. Fucking intro. Welcome to Frag Out Drag Out, bitches.
Don't like it? Don't listen. We don't know.
What are you even doing here? Gosh. Oh, man.
Should have him insert some siren sounds, you know. Raven is down. Raven is down.
Medic. Alert.
Please remember the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I'm Nevermore, and I'm not normally this pleasant sounding.
I'm Frosty, and I'm just a frozen asshole.
And that's right, you got DV Oink, who loves to play in shit. I mean, no, wait a minute, hold on.
And they really didn't name your asshole 1 and 2?
That's what the boss calls it.
Two people remember me, and one's both mom.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
We were a little bit soggy.
Boiled bacon.
That's right.
And I'd like to introduce DV Midnight Backdoor for all your backdoor needs.
You know what that means.
We will talk really slow for you.
I don't know, some of those nights at work.
I'd say that's a different little bird.
Welcome to Frag Out Drag Out.
Well, are we doing this? What are we doing, guys? Come on.
Welcome to Frag Out Drag Out. And our looks like the Raven's down. I think I've got Oink and Fester and sitting in this week. We got JJ PTS Dog here. So, how's everybody doing?
Doing good, man.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Not too shabby. Not too shabby. I stumbled across a great source of free wood, and I have been turning my little ass off lately.
You've got wood.
It almost sounded somewhat kind of kinky, you know.
If it's free, it's for me.
Free, and he's wood, and he's turning it. Yeah,
I've got free wood, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Oh man, no, I have been having a blast. I got a bunch of slabs of spalted maple, and I haven't even touched the walnut yet. I'm going to crack into that probably later today, and some pecan. I finished the second piece of pecan, which I am absolutely delighted with. I think it's fantastic wood to turn. And yeah, I'm having a blast.
Nice.
I wrote a speech yesterday morning. That was kind of crazy. I'm going to the Task Dogs Expo in June. And I'm going to speak. So I got to have something to say. You know,
howdy fuckers, guess what?
Yeah, that's not quite that kind of an expo, I don't think. It'd probably scare them if I
went full DV.
Yeah, if I went full DV, but because you know,
well, fuckers is gender neutral.
Say what?
Fuckers is gender neutral.
This is true. This is true. Motherfucker is gender neutral, so I won't offend any snowflakes. Yeah,
that's true. You got to switch from the frag out, drag out, barracks talk version to the dog version.
Yeah, I have to be. You know, I have to kind of try and be as careful and, you know, I won't say that I would go so far as being politically correct, but I have to at least be politically expedient,
polite and professional.
Yeah. Polite and professional. Until it's time to not be polite and professional.
And you got to remember to carry that knife in case there's cheesecake.
Or you need to kill somebody.
Well, that too.
Yep.
You don't advertise that part.
Well, you know, I mean, that's why I carry a 100-pound Malamute. If somebody really wants to pick a fight with me, I guarantee they'll have to go through him.
I'd hate to see him in a bad mood.
You know, his bark is worse than his bite. He makes a lot of noise, but he's never bitten anybody. He can be scary and intimidating, though. He can also snore so loud that it wakes up everybody in the house, which is what he's doing right now.
Nice.
Doug is knocked out on the couch. It's hilarious.
Almost as bad as a pug.
Oh, no. Now, see, Freya, the pibble, she's worse. But there are days when Skeeter's like, nope, nope, it's my turn. I'm going to snore. So, what all's new with you guys this week?
Mother Nature's having that time of the month or something, because we're flip-flopping back and forth, and definitely made things interesting around up here.
Yeah.
35 degrees over the weekend and down to 12 and snowing and blowing and all kinds of crazy shit tonight.
Nice. Nice.
So you get polished ice with that layer of dry snow on top.
Ah, yeah, that's the best for doing donuts in parking lots. Oh, out on the runway. You can whip some nice donuts out on the runway.
Unfortunately, the actually, believe it or not, CE actually kind of keeps that part of it, the base clean.
Uh-huh.
But parking lots, that's fair game.
Especially our they hate it.
You get that snow plow up and going and slam on the brake, whip the wheel over.
Whoa, hello.
Flip a few donuts through there.
It's kind of scary in a truck that's probably grossing about, what, 26,000 pounds with all the fluid in it?
Oh, yeah.
Because once it gets going, it ain't stopping.
Exactly. You're just hanging out for the run. You're riding the lightning at that point. You're just like, whoa, let's see how far she goes.
12 corners in them, and that's not fun. Front truck sitting in one spot, and the back end's coming up around.
Yep. Man, I've done that in just a little Mazda SE5 pickup, you know, little lightweight pickups. And yep. It was so icy that I just barely tapped the brakes and rear end just starts coming up beside me. I'm like looking out my right window, watching traffic. I'm going, well, you know, I took my foot off the brake. You know, all I did was tap it like you're supposed to. And it was just like, it was so icy. Yeah.
Me yesterday. Coming out of our parking lot, I was doing 85 and not moving.
Yeah.
Yep. Speedometer says 85, and I'm like, okay, go.
It would behoove you to move, vehicle.
How about you, Fester? What are you up to?
Oh, about the normal. Nothing. Yeah, enjoying the 50 degrees temperature today, at least, because I always wear shorts for obvious reasons.
Shorts or a short? Because shorts. There's only one leg, so. Is it plural or is it singular? Do you wear shorts or short? Is it pants or pant?
Shorts.
I think it should be singular. There's only one leg.
Well, it's part of another leg, but. Below the knees gone.
Oh, okay. So you got a stump.
Yes, I have a stump. Oh,
so hey, we got to change his name now, guys.
Stumpy.
What else would it be?
Well, the first Halloween that I got out of the hospital in August, that Halloween, they're like, oh, you need to be a pirate. So the sleeve that goes over my stump where the prosthetic leg would attach. I got a table leg, drilled it out so the pin that goes inside my prosthetic leg would fit into the table leg, and so I had a peg leg.
Nice. Yar! I love it. I would work it. I'd do that, dude. If I lost a leg, I would totally do that. I'd freaking stump around with a chunk of wood down there and just like, yeah, that would be awesome. I'd do that all the time. I'd be like Steve from Dodgeball. Remember Steve the Pirate movie Dodgeball? Hello? What are y'all?
Yeah.
I think I seen it once. I don't remember it.
Oh, man. Movies suck.
Went meh.
I got a library of 700 DVDs, and I have tons to watch, but I don't watch DVDs for some reason.
Yeah, no, I hear you. We got rid of cable. We stream everything anyway. Like, why are we paying for cable when we have high-speed internet? It didn't make sense.
Is it really high speed?
It's moderately spiffy speed, but they call it high speed. For this neighborhood, it's high speed.
It's got to be faster than dial-up. That's all that matters.
True. True. It is faster than dial-up. There are days, though, like earlier today, it was just like Nevermore is like, did you pay the bill? And I'm like, no, I know I paid the bill. Because it was just crappy. I don't know. Maybe somebody backed a dump truck into one of the little nodes or something. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's been that way up here because after this last week. That's warm up we had it. I think it's got some water in the system, so it's hit or miss depending on what day it is.
Yep. Well, everything's so used to being frozen solid, and then all of a sudden it thaws out. Do they even bother trying to bury the lines in the permafrost anymore?
No, I think they're more worried about getting them high enough so animals can go underneath everything.
Yeah.
I hear in town they try and bury everything, but further out, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, the last time I tried to use the internet in Alaska, it was dial-up. It was back in the 80s. So. It wasn't really the internet, but it was dial-up. I mean, it was message boards and shit on the Commodore. The Commodore, what was that? Was it a Commodore? Commodore 64. Dial up. Commodore 64 with a 28 baud modem. We thought we were the shit.
And remember when Juno came out?
AOL and all that shit.
I miss AOL.
Kids these days, they don't even know, you know? They don't even know what they don't know about it.
I always tell people I'm Pong old.
Yeah. Pong and
Atari 2600.
Yeah.
Oregon Trail old. With the 3.5x5 floppy disk.
How about the 5.25 floppies?
Those two.
That used to be like the hard drive eons ago.
Shoot, I remember 7-inch floppies. We were
laser discs.
Oh, man. Do you remember when they released Star Wars on laser disc? And you're like right in the middle of the, I think it was the scene where Luke comes back to his aunt and uncle's house and they're dead, and right in the middle of that scene you had to stop and flip the disc. Oh shit, those were the days, man. Now you just fucking watch it on your phone.
I was gonna say, right time those came out is when I think Sony came out with the anti-skip that they put on the CD players.
Mm-hmm.
And the ad that was with it is, now we went from big round discs that skipped when you walked across the floor to little round discs that skip when you walk across the floor, but we have a solution for that.
Yep. Wasn't it like a 3-second buffer?
Something like that.
I remember the first CD changer that we had in a car, and it had like a buffer so that your discs wouldn't skip. This was must have been like 88, 89, and the kids at high school were bragging, oh, I just put on a new Sony, you know, CD changer in my truck, and it doesn't skip. Let's go four-wheel and see if we can make it skip.
Anybody remember 8-track decks for their cars?
Hell yeah.
I just see one on the Facebook Marketplace for up here somewhere. Somebody was selling one for their car, an old 8-track. I was like, man, I ought to get that just for vintage value. You know what I mean?
Right. Just because everybody would be like, what's that? I've never seen anything like that before.
Dad's got one stashed in the garage for time's sake, but then he got rid of all of the 8-tracks.
Right. What good's the player if you don't have the tapes?
Strangely enough, I still have a few tapes, and unfortunately, the only one that still works, I think, is like a Barry Manilow thing that my sister had that I got from her.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl. Nice.
I think it was the only stereo that they could put in the camper that we had at the time that you could still get a radio signal. Mm-hmm. So it's like he's afraid to get rid of it because it's if he gets another camper, he wants to make sure he can get a radio signal somewhere.
Right. Nice. And you're sitting here like, dude, use your cell phone.
Well, some of the places we can't use to camp, you still can't get a cell phone signal.
Yeah, I guess it depends on where in the country you are anymore. I get think
valleys that just signal doesn't carry real well.
Yeah. I think where was I when I was traveling back and forth across the country? Utah, Badlands, the Canyonlands area. There was a very poor signal out through there, but that probably as it should be, because it'd be a crime to ruin that scenery with a cell phone tower, you know?
Yeah, a couple of places we used to camp in Washington up around Leavenworth or Index there on Stevens, kind of going up Stevens Pass. Once you get off the highway, your radio signal went to nothing.
Yeah, I remember. When I was in Abraham Lincoln, one of my guys lived in Yakima, but stationed on the ship. So he'd stay on the ship during the week and ride his motorcycle over Stevens Pass and back every weekend.
Whew, that's a rough ride.
Yeah. He'd do it in the winter. Like in the snow, this motherfucker would ride over Stevens Pass to go home for the weekend.
Well, back in the day, it wasn't a big deal. Now they shut it down when even if they think about snow.
Yeah. I don't know. It was Seattle. We got more rain than anything.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, trust me. I grew up in that area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you weren't that far from Naval Station Everett.
About 5 minutes. Yeah. How was your week, Oink?
Oh, you know me, hobbling around like a broke motherfucker that I am. Yeah, went out for the birthday dinner on the weekend, and I was in so much pain, I thought about canceling it. But I had family that was involved, and didn't want to disappoint them. They had already made plans to go out, so I was overruled by the kids. They were taking me out, so we sucked it up, manned up, and went out Friday night and kind of hobbled my way in to eat and hobbled my broke ass out. But other than that, that was my week. And then I guess it was Sunday night, Monday morning for us, getting ready for work. I was actually able to at least walk on a semi. I mean, I'm definitely fucking limping around. But, yeah, this thing is not good. And, of course, you know, I got TRICARE because I'm a retiree. And, you know, I hear a lot of the guys bitching about the VA and the issues they have with them. But even TRICARE is not top-notch. You know, call them. I have a referral in for seeing a specialist and called in Monday morning to see if that referral was approved. And it was. So I was like, all right, well, let's make this appointment then. And she's like, okay, earliest I got is March 4th. Now, needless to say, folks, this is still mid-February. So this is a specialist about a current hip thing that's been going on since, you know, August. So quite a while.
Yep.
Well, just watch how much ibuprofen and Motrin and whatnot you take, because the ibuprofen will ruin your kidneys, and you know, well, so swap out between acetaminophen and, you know, every other time, so you don't destroy body parts.
But you know, I'm already, you know, going to be seeing the kidney specialist from the same blood work that was done in October, and I don't see him until March 11th.
Nice.
So, yeah. You know, TRICARE is not as great as, you know, the VA, and you know, there's issues in both areas, obviously. So,
well, I mean, you know, remember when I tore my bicep last year?
Yep.
I did the right thing, and I went to the VA ER, right? Because that's what we're supposed to do if we're veterans and we're in the system. And the contract doctor who was the ER treatment doc that day confirmed. Yeah, he said it's torn, but we have to either get a ultrasound or an MRI to confirm it. So I'll put that in and orders in. He says if you don't hear anything from imaging within the next 24 hours, call them. So I'm like, okay. So of course I don't hear anything from imaging. So I call and I'm like, hey, you know, I've got a torn bicep. We need to get the imagery to confirm it so that I can get scheduled for surgery. Oh, we don't see that in the system. Okay. I was in the emergency and I go through it. I was in the emergency room yesterday. Here's the doctor's name. I'm looking at the printout of his orders. Oh, it doesn't say stat. We'll see how soon we can get you in. He didn't mark it stat. And I'm like, if we don't confirm this and get, I mean, you have, when you do that, when you do something like separate your bicep, like I did, you have 3 weeks. If you don't have a surgical repair within 3 weeks, you're done. It's healed to the point that they can't fix it. So Nevermore was like, screw this. You're not going to get seen in a timely manner by the VA. You're going to the civilian emergency room. So we did. We went to the civilian ER and they said, yeah, it's torn, but you have to have an MRI. We're referring you to orthopedics, which happened to be right across the street. And so I'm like, okay, cool. So the... Now, in the meantime, I'm talking to my primary care doc in the VA through messaging. I'm like, look, I need help. I tore my bicep. Nobody's going to fix it without imagery. I need imagery. And she's going back to imagery and arguing with them and back and forth and they're fighting and blah, 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 blah. And finally, both the civilian doc and the VA hit me up that they had imagery or that the VA had imagery for me. And so I'm like, cool, I'll get, because then I don't have to pay any copays or anything. I'll have the VA do the imagery. So I did. I went and got it from the VA, asked for the DVD. They said, well, it has to be read first. And I'm like, that's who I want to take it to, is the doctor, to read it. And they're like, no, it has to be read by a VA doc. And I'm like, fine. Call me as soon as I can get the DVD of the imagery. So, see, I got the imagery on Thursday. I was able to pick up the DVD on Monday. Took it straight to the surgeon. He saw me, scheduled surgery for a week and a half later. And that was, at that point, it was 15 days from the injury. So I was starting to dance with the line of being able to have it repaired. Mm-hmm. The day before I go in for surgery, the VA calls me with a consult with the orthopedic surgeon. I'm like, so you're going to give me a consult at 15 days past the injury. And then it's going to take another 2 or 3 weeks for surgery. At that point, it'll be too late. I'm having surgery tomorrow. Oh, I guess you don't need to see the surgeon then. You think? It's like, I mean, I could not get timely treatment from the VA, and here I am stuck with the copays for the bills with Medicare for having to use the civilians, because the VA could have provided the treatment. So the only time they'll pay for it is if they can't provide the treatment, but because they could have, however, they couldn't do it in a timely manner, I got fucking stuck with it. I'm like, what, how does this help a veteran? In any way, we can't get timely treatment. So if we go somewhere else, the VA won't pay for it because the treatment was still available. So you're just screwed. And it's just, there is no such thing as a perfect system. You know, obviously, like you're saying, TRICARE's not great. VA's not great. But I'll tell you what they both are, is a perfect example of a single source payer system that everybody's trying to tout as, oh, this is the solution. Guess what? It don't work.
Well, if it's so great, then why doesn't the Senate approve it for themselves before giving it to the general population,
right?
Public?
Yeah. I mean, look, veterans live in a single payer system, and we will tell you it is a disaster. It is bureaucracy perpetuating itself for the sake of being bureaucratic. Oh, there's some patients involved. But that's not what the VA is about. The VA is about bureaucracy. Patients are like an afterthought. It ain't great. And it really, I mean, honestly, if you don't have a private jet, your healthcare is going to suck. If you can't afford a private jet, guess what? Your healthcare sucks.
I even remember it, even on active duty, we were in Airman Leadership School, and we were, you know, getting ready for a softball game against the Chiefs group or somebody. Anyway, long story short, I ended up snapping my pinky finger where it was actually laying, I mean, damn near perpendicular to my other fingers. I mean, it was behind them, just straight as straight can be. So I walk into the ER, and, you know, that, hey, well, what can we help you with? And I show them, they're like, oh, shit. I'm like, yeah, yeah, it's kind of broke, I think. Well, we don't have an x-ray technician on call, so we're going to have to call him in. So 4 hours later, he finally shows up. They get the x-rays, and, yeah, it looks like it's definitely broke. You think?
Well, you're sitting there with fucking ice pack going, they won't give you anything because they have to confirm it's broke.
Yep. So long story short, they ended up, you know, they don't have any kind of orthopedic specialist at this, you know, hospital that they called, more like a clinic. Mm-hmm. So I got referred downtown, called them up, scheduled the appointment. And long story short, he sees me on a Monday. He goes, I only do outpatient surgery on a Wednesday. So all right, I can come back Wednesday. So I go back in there Wednesday, I get the surgery, and it's been so long. It's been about 3 weeks now, kind of like you were. They had to end up actually re-breaking it and putting the pin in.
Yep.
So he said, puts the pin in. I'm sitting there on Thursday, the next day, at home because I have all this drugs in my system and stuff. I can't go work. Mm-hmm. And I got this captain that calls from the hospital. She goes, Airman Pig at the time. She goes, who authorized your surgery? Ma'am, what do you mean who authorized my? She goes, yes, I need to find out who authorized your surgery. Of course, I'm still high as a kite, drug medications and shit going through my system. I'm like, ma'am, I'm a mechanic, kind of like the surgeon. My hands are the tools of my trade. I authorize my damn surgery. So she's like, well, now I got some backdate paperwork and everything. I said, so you're calling to tell me that you have to backdate some paperwork, huh? You have a fine and outstanding Air Force day, ma'am. Kind of hung up the phone. zero fucks given.
Look, nothing against the medical corps because they do an important job. But if you're going to call up the poor guy who had to have his broken finger fixed and harass him because you have to do surgery, with all due respect, ma'am, go fuck yourself.
Oh, yes.
Well, we can discuss some of this after our break here. So we can continue with all the bureaucracy that comes with the VA and military health care. So, Oink, why don't you tell us about our lovely sponsor so we can help pay some bills around here.
Who has bills? We're all rich military folk, right?
I forgot. Oh.
Hey, folks, head over to K-Bar Soap Company and check out their great products. I mean, I know we are all sitting here and we talk about them all the time. But we all use their products. They are great products, all natural. Head over there, check them out. So, you know, as they always say, ditch the bar, grab a grenade, K-Bar Soap Company. Our other sponsors, of course, is the one and the only NFG Vets here on Facebook. NFG Vets is the owned and operated team of veterans whose sole purpose is to provide active duty and veteran communities a place to be themselves without judgment from anyone. So if you haven't checked them out on Facebook yet, folks, head over to NFG Vets on Facebook and check out some of the hilarious memes that they are posting. Trust me, you won't be disappointed.
Well, at least we're not being each other this week. So,
not yet, because if we did, we'd have to deal with the, you know, medical system.
Oh, yeah. We'll take a short break here, and you're listening to Frag Out Drag Out on DV Radio, WDVR.
DV Radio.
BuyYourHomeWithLiz.com is the place to go for veterans, firefighters, law enforcement, healthcare workers, EMS, military, and teachers when you want to buy, sell, or refinance your home. BuyYourHomeWithLiz.com has made the Snafu Music Hour possible by being the sole sponsor. So please, if you're looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home, contact Liz with ERA Key Realty Services at BuyYourHomeWithLiz.com/heroes today. You can also call Liz at 508-658-0101.
What's What's DV Radio?
DV Radio is for you, the veteran, active duty service member, caregiver, and civilian supporter of the military. DVRadio.net is the online veteran network made for and by veterans. From original shows to syndication, you can find it here on DVRadio.net. In an effort to continue our mission and make better quality shows for each and every one of you, visit our Patreon at patreon.com/DVRadio. Whether you can only pledge $1 per month or that entire $1 million inheritance your uncle left you, there's a tier with rewards waiting for you. So why not keep DV Radio running and get rewarded at the same time? Head to patreon.com/DVRadio now. That's patreon.com/DVRadio.
DV Radio.
Shooters Express is Charlotte's number one destination for all personal defense, sport, instruction, and recreational shooting supplies. They offer concealed carry classes for only $29.95. That's only $29.95 for concealed carry classes. And if you're military or law enforcement, you'll receive great deals and be eligible for even more at Shooters Express. So head over to Shooters Express in Belmont, North Carolina, or visit shootersexpress.com for more information and monthly deals. That's Shooters Express in Belmont, North Carolina.
This is not a paid endorsement from Shooters Express and is provided solely by DV Radio free of charge.
We're back on the air.
Hey! DV Radio. Welcome back to Frag Out Drag Out here on DV Radio WDVR. And what do you know, Bo? I didn't fuck it up this time.
Not this time. Don't worry. There's plenty of a show left that we could definitely fuck something up.
And we are unsupervised now.
Yeah. Oh shit!
Yeah, JJ had to leave us for some stuff he had to go do, but do want to mention for him that he to go over to his page and he's got his store and stuff to help him afford to go to the conference he was talking about. Be a big push for him and for his book and DV Radio as a whole, because he's going to represent us and try and push the whole word of our whole, whatever you want to call this, a recorded fuckery.
The fuckery will continue until morale improves.
Uh-oh.
As the fuckery turns.
Did I say morale? Is that allowed here?
Bad.
Is that morale or morals?
Oh, well, they're definitely morals, I can tell you that. We ain't got none of that shit.
Well, I think both are lacking around here.
It can be.
It's the No Morals Club. And we're not just clients, we're the presidents.
So, kind of back to our discussion earlier where we were talking about the VA and all of that. Had my run-in with them this week. That was kind of fun. This wasn't one of my major ones. I was trying to get some paperwork taken care of before my next visit, and last year I was told that the form that I was getting was an outdated form. So when I went back this year to get the form, they tried handing me the same one.
You're not talking about paperwork and paper pushers being wrong, are you? That never happens in the military or you know, federal government. Never.
No, this form is outdated. And I pointed out to the guy at the desk, who he was helpful. He was actually, I've worked with him before, and he's usually pretty good about it. And he's like, I'm sorry, he checked about three spots. Like, this is the one I have. So I went off to fill it out and brought it back to him. And he goes, I'm glad you came back because I found the one that we were supposed to have for you. If you want to transfer everything over to that form. But, yeah, just thought you might enjoy this, that folder that one was in was had about a dozen other forms that had been changed over the last year that none of us here at the front desk knew about.
And these are the guys that are supposed to be handing out these forms, correct?
Yes, this is the guys who are supposed to be handing the forms out to the vets as they come in to do things, like change of provider or, I mean, that was the one I was looking for. There was some of the other ones, I don't remember what all they were, but just most of them are quick, simple forms that you got to submit or for turning in. If you got to drop paperwork off, you usually have to put a cover page on it that they have. That one was outdated. It's just kind of funny that the guys that are supposed to be handing out the forms weren't given the correct ones to hand out. And I will admit, most of these are in-house forms, so you can't get them off the VA web pages or the My Healthy Vet or any of those. These are all kept they print them out and hand out, and you fill it out right there and give it right back to them. So, yeah, it's – well, I guess we can consider that a frag. So make sure that if you're getting paperwork or turning in paperwork for your anything, you got the right forms. And not only do you have the right forms, that you're giving them all the right information. So double check all that stuff and keep your own – keep copies. And if you turn it in, have them make a note on it that they received it on a certain date. Just for and keep it for your own records, because a lot of these places like to lose paperwork.
Especially if it's going to charge you money, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, like I said, it was a short little bit, so just double-check your shit when you're turning it in. That'll give that way they don't have any ammo to come back at you.
Well, I know we were sitting there talking about the VA, obviously, and TRICARE and stuff like that, but Fester, I know you said you experienced a little bit of so-called fuckery and what have you with civilian care as well, right?
Oh, yeah. When I first became disabled, when you first become disabled, you get Medicaid first for 2 years, and then it becomes Medicare. And every quarter, I had to meet a $12,100 deductible, which is what I make in a year via my disability, to qualify every quarter for my Medicaid. And the first quarter was simple. That was my emergency room, my first night in the emergency room. And then I went without it for a month. And then when they took my leg in July, I had to meet that deductible all over again, which was my emergency room visit. But I'm still getting bills. I still have $20,000 in bills that they still haven't paid yet. It's insane.
No kidding. Especially when you sit there and you look at how they break it down. If you've ever seen a breakdown on some of these medical charges, and it's ridiculous. And I took my son over here to the local ER one time because I was working for a civilian company down that town before I started working on base again. So I got their insurance, of course. Why not? Right. So instead of driving 40 some miles to the base ER, let's just go right down the street here, 5 miles to the local ER. And it was like, I forget, $2,600 or more for like, I don't know, 4 or 5 stitches in his thumb. It was ridiculous, dude. We are definitely in the wrong field. That's all I can tell you.
And the doctors do, you know, anything to do with malpractice, they cover themselves so well that, you know, it would have to be a very blatant thing for them to actually, for something to stick.
Oh, yeah. We've had, you know, back in the day, military doctors, you know, they was doing surgery on the wife's wrist, removing a cyst or something, and actually nicked one of her tendons in her wrist, you know, that could potentially fuck with her, you know, finger movements or whatever. And he was actually kind enough and honest enough to admit it and documented it in her medical records. So, you know, that was a shock, to be honest with you.
Trying to find an honest doctor nowadays is
it's like, right.
It's like a used car salesman.
The trick they like to do is, well, I can't quite do that, so I'm going to send you over to this guy and let him do it, or send you back to your primary to they can make the call on it, so that way they don't have to take responsibility for it.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Go ahead.
No, just to say, it's definitely a whole few. I'd say it's a scam between the insurance companies and the hospitals and doctors. It, yeah, I'm not a fan. Let's put it that way, folks. I'm not a fan.
Well, the wife's having surgery next Tuesday, and she had to pay the doctor up front, which was $2,000 for the surgery. Oh, so I don't know how long it's going to, you know, how long it's going to take, but my sister's a gas pastor at the hospital, and I know she makes at least $100 an hour. And, you know, an anesthesia bill. Well, for the emergency room, or not the emergency room, for the OR, it's $30,000 for every 15 minutes you're in the OR.
That I can believe, yeah. Yeah, it's...
We're just in the wrong business for sure.
You know, I don't know if they'd want us in the medical business, though. Here's some Motrin. Drink plenty of water. Change your socks. Now get the hell out of here. Be worse than the goddamn Walmart door greeters, man.
Welcome to Walmart. Get your shit and get out.
Crickets.
Oh, come on now. We're unsupervised. Think of how much trouble we can get in. Okay, so Nevermore has tweaked her beak.
How much is that going to cost?
That's a good question. But have no fear, the VA can fix it.
That I do fear.
It'll come back tweaked the other way.
So have you seen where, remember we had Iceman on a couple weeks ago. Australia finally got some rain, I heard.
I thought that was the rains down in Africa.
Wasn't that a song?
I think so.
Well, we know what song will be added.
Who knows what we'll get? Maybe we love the rainy nights.
Ooh, a little Eddie Rabbit.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. We got Oink. We got Fester. We got a snowman. We got a raven. And now we're bringing a fucking rabbit into this show, too? What the hell?
Oh, don't forget the dog.
Oh, the dog's definitely here. We can't forget him. I mean, there's no way. But what the heck? Why are we bringing a fucking rabbit?
Stew.
Good call. Yeah.
And there's 4 feet, so, you know, we all get a foot.
But is he a Waskly Wabbit?
There'll be a lot of dead air in this episode.
Sorry, Bo. Sorry for all the editing.
We shot our load in the first half.
Oh, come on. We got to have something to talk about here.
Yeah, heaven forbid we have somebody come in the chat and actually sit there and tell us that they're bored.
Hey, Frosty, any more recipes? How about the bologna tacos? Have you seen those?
Bologna tacos this week?
Yeah, that was the latest one from Marquis.
Yeah, that's where I've been getting most of my recipes lately. He's putting a lot of that great southern food in the on his page. The bologna. Then he throws some mashed taters and peas on there, and I don't know what else was in it, and wrap it up and eat it like a taco. Or then we always had the fried goldfish. That was good. Take your skillet, get it nice and hot, throw in them goldfish crackers and brown them on both sides and nice and toasty. Good snacks.
Well, I try to grill them, but they keep falling through the crack.
That's where you got to use a skewer. Do them like a kebab.
Yeah, but every time I try to stick the skewer through, they break apart and fall through the grates.
I guess since we're kind of running low and maybe Bo can throw some tunage in here and stretch it for us and make things look all funny and maybe we'll come up with something better for next week.
Well, hopefully.
Any closing thoughts, Oink?
No, I'm just going to say if you're bitching about the VA and TRICARE, that you definitely have brothers and sisters out there that feel your pain. We know your pain. And yeah, fuck, I'm still in pain. What am I talking about? I'm right there with you.
Oink. They have this stuff called Salon Paws. It's like a roll-on. It has lidocaine in it.
I got lidocaine patches on right now, brother man. I got two of them. One on the hip and one on my ass cheek on that sciatic nerve going up and down because this shit's everywhere.
Have you been to a chiropractor?
Chiropractor, no. They again, will probably take another fucking referral and another 6 months of waiting for it to come through.
That's your last words.
Last words.
Closing thoughts for the week. I'm not going to say last words yet.
Closing thoughts. Make sure you get updated paperwork on anything you do. And anytime it comes to the government, make copies of everything because they lose the first stuff.
All right. And my last thoughts are take care of each other and look out for your brothers out. And since it's getting close to that time of year, or actually ending that time of year, so people are coming out of their little shells. So take care of each other, and we will see you next week on Frag Out Drag Out, only here on WDVR DV Radio. Yeah, and I'll just fuck it up for both. So have a good week.
Bye bye.
Hey there, fuckers. Yeah.
Radio.